آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. To one and all, Allah accept us for His Deen.
Another similar incident is that of Hazrat Abdurrahman bin Auf رضي الله عنه, prior to the advent of Islam. He says, no, Islam was still starting. It was in the early stages. Hazrat Abdurrahman went to Yemen prior to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's giving the da'wat, calling to the truth. He says, I would generally reside by an elderly Yemeni called Askalan bin Awakin al-Himyari. وَكَانَ شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا مُعَمَّرًا. A very elderly, aged man, meaning of advanced age. He would render words very often. إِذَا مَشَّيْخُ صُمَّ فَلَمْ يُكَلَّمْ وَأُوْدَى سَمْعَهُ إِلَّا بَدَايَا فَذَاكَ الدَّاءُ لَيْسَ لَهُ دَوَاءُ سِوَى الْمَوْتِ الْمُنَطَّقِ بِالرَّزَايَا. When an elderly person becomes deaf, that when he's spoken to, also he can't hear, and you know his hearing aid, his hearing abilities also pack up. That's such a disease that there's no cure for, except that this is a clear declaration of the challenges that come just before death. He says, I would very often visit this old man. He would always ask me, فَيُسَائِلُنِي. He would ask me about Makkah, he would ask me about Kaaba, he would ask me about Zamzam. And he would then say, هَلْ ذَهَرَ فِيكُمْ رَجُلٌ لَهُ نَبَى لَهُ ذِكْرٌ. Has anyone with fame, nobility, appeared before you, opposing your creed of idolatry? So I would say, no. And then I would mention certain tribes of Quraysh and so forth and so forth. And then we would have discussions. On one occasion I came to him and he had become even weaker and his hearing was more difficult. It was more difficult on his hearing. And then I stayed with him and he said to me, "Intasib ya akha Quraysh, O my Qurayshi brother, tell me your lineage." So I said to him, I am Abdurrahman bin Auf bin Abd Auf bin Harith bin Zuhra. He said, stop, hasbuk. Oh brother from the Zuhra clan, let me give you some glad tidings. أَلَا أُبَشِّرُكَ بِبَشَارَةٍ وَهِيَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ التِّجَارَةِ. You've come here for trade, what I'm giving you now, such information that's better and more pertinent, more important than even your trade that you travel for. أُنَبِّئُكَ بِالْمُعْجَبَةِ وَأُبَشِّرُكَ بِالْمُرْغَبَةِ. I would notify you of something important. أُنَبِّئُكَ نَبَى, أَنِ النَّبَى الْعَظِيمِ, something pertinent, information that's very important is نَبَى. Otherwise, general information is خَبَر, something astonishing, and I would give you good news about something that should be aspired for. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent a Nabi of Allah from your people, من قومك نبيا ارتضاه صفيا وأنزل عليه كتابا وجعل له ثوابا ينهى عن الأصنام ويدعو إلى الإسلام يأمر بالحق ويفعله وينهى عن الباطل ويبطله. Allah has sent him from the previous months, from your people, such a Nabi who Allah has selected as his choicest, and Allah has revealed and is revealing upon him the book, such a book, great book, كِتَابًا, and Allah has granted great rewards for him and for the book. يَنْهَى عَنِ الْأَصْنَامِ. He would prohibit idolatry and he would advocate Islam. He would call to truth and he would practice it himself, and he would prohibit falsehood and he would abstain from it himself. So I would ask him, I asked him, sir, مِمَّنْ هُوَ, what's his family name? Any other information do you have about him? So he said that هُوَ مِنْ بَنِي هَاشِمْ, from the Banu Hashim clan. And you mentioned your lineage. You are from his mother's family, his maternal family, O Abdurrahman. وَأَنْتُمْ أَخْوَالُهُ. Go back quickly. عَجِّلِ الرَّجْعَ ثُمَّ مَمْضِي وَوَازِرْهُ وَصَدِّقْهُ. Go back quickly and support him and help him and confirm his teachings and bring faith upon him and his teachings. And then he requested him, would you render a few verses for me before him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdurrahman said, I fulfilled all my works there very quickly and I then rushed to Makkah. Allahu Akbar. Who does he go to meet? فَلَقِيتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ. I went straight to meet Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr was so approachable, was so kind. Everyone was comfortable going to him to confirm. He says, Abu Bakr was my friend. وَكَانَ لِي صَاحِبًا. I told him the story, what I heard from Al-Himyari, the Himyari elderly man. He said, indeed, هذا محمد بن عبد الله. Yes, Muhammad bin Abdullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah has designated him as Allah's Nabi to humanity. فأتيهي. عبد الرحمن, go there. Hazrat عبد الرحمن then said, I went. Allah's Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم was at Hazrat Khadija's home. When he saw me, he smiled brimmingly. فلما رأني الضحك, he gave me a full smile and he said, أرى وجها خليقا أرجو له خيرا. I see a very appropriate face, a very worthy face that I hope good from and I hope good for you. He says, I embraced Islam. I bore the testimony of truth, La ilaha illallah, and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I mentioned to him the poem of the elderly Himyari, and I told him what he had told me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, رُبَّ مُؤْمِنٍ بِي وَلَمْ يَرَنِي وَمُصَدِّقٍ لِي وَمَا شَهِدَنِي أُولَٰئِكَ إِخْوَانِي حَقَّى. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, sometimes there's a person who brings iman upon me and he hadn't even seen me. And he confirms me. And he hadn't witnessed me physically. Those people who would embrace after me or from far and they don't see me, those are my true brothers. That's why there's such an interesting report, very similar in content, in Hayat al-Sahaba, where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asking Sahaba about whose iman is really amazing. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum responding to that question said that the malaika's iman, amazing would their iman be? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but their iman is obvious. They see such a nur of Allah ta'ala. Then Sahaba said, Anbiya's iman would be most amazing in that case. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that obviously they receive wahi from Allah. Then Sahaba said, our iman would be really amazing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how would you not bring iman? You're seeing the miracles I present to you and you're seeing me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whose iman is most astonishing and amazing? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to Sahaba, those who will come after me. And they won't see me, but they'll see my book, meaning the Quran and Hadith, the Quran and Sunnah. And they would bring iman upon me. So amazing is their iman. So subhanAllah, here also in this Hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to Hazrat Abdul Rahman, sometimes a person brings iman upon me without seeing me. Those are my true brothers. In one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tawbah, oh Allah, give glad tidings and the blessings of Tawbah, great blessings that is. And in Jannah, it's an amazing tree, the most beautiful tree in Jannah, that species of tree. And it takes a fast riding horseman 100 years and he won't be able to come out of the shade of that tree. And that tree, subhanAllah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this dua, Tawbah, that Mubarak Badi, that congratulations for that person who sees me and brings iman. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeated, Tawbah, thumma Tawbah, thumma Tawbah, thumma Tawbah, thumma Tawbah, thumma Tawbah, thumma Tawbah, 7 times. For that person who comes after, he doesn't see me, and he brings iman upon me, subhanAllah. What an opportunity. Allah, give us all tawfiq to bring firm iman, to protect our iman and call humanity to Islam and then iman and deen. Allah, give us tawfiq. These words of Hazrat Abdul Rahman are either his words or probably he's quoting the elderly man. Because the elderly man sent him with some verses, but these words go, now there's some ambiguity as far as Hazrat Abdul Rahman also said words, but he's also quoting the verses of the elderly man from Yemen, Askalan. He says, عجبت منادي الله لما سمعته ينادي إلى الدين الحنيف المكرم فقلت له بالبعد لبيك داعيا إليك متابي بك إليك تيممي ألا إن خير الناس في الأرض كلهم نبي جلا عنا شكوك الترجم فأقشع بالنور المضيء ظلامة وساعده في أمره كل مسلم وخالفه الأشقون من كل فرقة فسحقا لهم في قعر ما هو جهنم. I respond, عجبت, to the corner of Allah when I've heard his dawat and his message, him advocating and calling to the true deen, the noblest of all ways of life. And from far I was when I heard the message. So it seems that he's quoting Askalan's words. But he says here,
From far, billboard, I say, labbaik. I respond to your call, O da'i of Allah. I turn to your sunnah, ilayka matabibik. I make tawbah to your way. And to you, I intend, I'm coming to you. Now, Hazrat Abdul Rahman came, the other individuals, elderly, he passed away thereafter. Behold, hearken, the best of people in this entire universe is Nabiyun, a great Nabi, such a Nabi that removes all doubts and ambiguities and conjecture from us. And with the light that he brought, he eradicated the darknesses. And every Muslim helps him in his cause. وَسَعَدَهُ فِي أَمْرِهِ كُلُّ مُسْلِمِي. That's why there's a beautiful hadith in Tirmidhi's Shama'il that the Sahaba closest to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُوَاسَاتًا وَمُوَازَرَةً. Those beloved to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was أَعَمُّهُمْ نَصِيحَةً, who's sincerely advising humanity, was available to humanity. أَعَمُّهُمْ, they worried for everyone. And those who were closest to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were those who had a great concern in helping Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's cause of serving humanity, وَمُوَازَرَةً, and in carrying this worry and this responsibility of deen for humanity. So every Muslim helps him in his cause, and the most wretched from all walks of life would defy him and oppose him. Woe to them in the lowly pit of hell. Allah save us.